follow them. Just as Yeshua, the Son of God, who spoke the words of his Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yeshua, being the Son of God, was not permitted to speak his own words. I believe all over the world there should be a remnant, as the Bible says in many places, who would hold on to the truth, the word of Elohim. And the others who will want to know the truth. Christianity had a landslide just after they started some of the pagans who received the message of the kingdom. That is the only message. And they were okay until they had problems created by themselves, created by other pagans who became Christians, Romans, that which led them to separate from the Jewish people. The history says so clearly. Now Christianity stands alone as a different religion, not based on the infallible word of Elohim. They have their own doctrines. They have their own preaching. They have their own interpretation. A lot of things Satan, with the deceiver of the whole world, brought delusion, deception into the so-called Christian people who thought that they were following Yeshua, Jesus Christ. And some of the Christian leaders absolutely rejected the word of Elohim, what he said about himself, what he said about his son, Yeshua the Messiah. And they went on with their own opinions, with their own ideas, their own ideology. They made themselves different gods, completely contrary to what Elohim said in his word, even the first commandment. They made for themselves different gods. But the astounding truth, shocking, is at present, some of the Christian leaders, evangelists, and pastors or teachers were well known for their teaching, for their miraculous ministry, which accompany them. People are so absorbed in seeing the miracles. It's happening now. And they believe because of the miracles, whatever they say is the gospel truth, or it is the word of Elohim. That they believe that way. And they are not prepared to listen or dig into the scriptures and see whether these things are true. Sometime back, I heard a well-known TV evangelist preaching probably the last year for the Christmas, some church, or I don't know which one is that, to a larger congregation. He was preaching about the Holy Spirit, in fact, teaching them. And he said that the Holy Spirit, the third person, who is God Himself, and He was the one who brought Yeshua, Jesus Christ, into the womb of Mary. Without Him, there would have been no conception, no birth for the Son of God to be born as man. And afterwards he said something like, in fact, the Holy Spirit is the father of Yeshua. That is totally, absolutely contradiction to what God the Father, Elohim, the Most High God, El Shaddai, the Almighty God, what He said is His word. I heard one Jewish rabbi hearing the words of this Christian evangelist who had an upbringing in the Roman Catholicism, Catholic Church from his younger days, and following a lady, I would not like to mention her name, but she was known as one of the miracle worker who preached and taught all the time about the Holy Spirit, knowing the Holy Spirit, following the Holy Spirit, making the Holy Spirit as the best friend. Please listen. I mean, this thing, they can just turn upside down your faith, your walk with Elohim. I was blinded to the truth for nearly 35 years. The truth in God's word with regard to the only Almighty God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and His Son, Yeshua, who became man. Christianity till today teaches and preaches more about the Holy Spirit in their churches and several other Bible study meetings more than God the Father and God the Son. There are many things still not clear, and it has not dawned in the hearts of Christians until today. I'm going to say some of those things. Okay? Don't get mad at me, because this is the fact. This is the truth. Now, we have 66 books in the Bible, the canon. The Old Testament and the New Testament, 66. All 39 books of the Old Testament were written by Jewish authors. All 39. The New Testament has 27 books. That should be shocking for some people. Some people even probably think of the Christians, I mean. The Jewish people, the believers, they call them the Messianics. The early church, which started a Jewish believers. This was a Jewish church. Yeshua was born a Jew. When I say Yeshua, Jesus. Jesus is not his name. That's an English word which has no meaning. Yeshua was born a Jew, died a Jew, and will return to earth as a Jew. Are we there? Yeah, somebody listening on the other side. You hate the Jews. You had better change your mind, because Yeshua will return as a Jew. He was a Jew, born with Jewish parents. His daddy, the God of Israel, gave him a Hebrew name, Yahshua. God is our salvation. All the events of the gospel which took place, except the flight to Egypt, that's in Joseph's story, and also Yeshua when he had to go for a certain time until Herod was dead. Joseph was warned by the angel. All the other events took place in Israel. Over 90% of the people portrayed in the gospel are Israelites. 90% over all the portrayed of the people in the Gospels are Israelites. Every one of the 27 books of the New Testament has Jewish authorship. For some people, probably the Christians regard Luke, Dr. Luke, who wrote the Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles, the Book of Acts, they may, with their debates and with their knowledge, with their opinion, they may say, well, Luke was a a pagan man. He was not a Jew. No. It's been proven by Jewish rabbis beautifully beyond doubt that Dr. Luke was a Jewish man. He spoke like the Jew. He thought like a Jew, who accompanied in the ministry of Paul. So, all the books, even in the New Testament, written by the Jewish people. The main instruments for establishing churches, spreading the good news of the kingdom, were Jewish people. Peter, John, James, Paul. All the 12 apostles, listen carefully, were Jewish. Not one was an American, Canadian, or British, or any other. They all were Jewish, 12 apostles. The future city in Revelation, the new city of Jerusalem, inscribed with the names of the 12 tribes of Israel, with their names, will be inscribed with the new Jerusalem. Its foundations carry the names of 12 apostles of Yeshua. And what more? Yeshua was talking to a lady during his earthly ministry at the well. He said these words in the book of John, chapter 4. Verse 22. You worship what you do not know. That must have been a shock to her. You don't know whom you worship. We worship what we know. And look at what he said after that. For salvation is from the Jews. No Jews, no salvation. No Bible, no Jews, no Savior. No Jews, no prophets. How much we owe to the Jewish people. We are preserved in spite of their, well, disobedience and unbelief. God will not forsake them whom he foreknew. And the promise he gave to Abraham, no, he won't. So these things, basic things, are not brought out clearly for the more than 98% of the Christians scattered abroad in all over the countries of the world. They think they are the ones who are chosen now. The new Israel, chosen by God, is the church. Absolutely wrong. Deception from the pit of hell. Yeah. So these things are still hidden today, and they think God has cursed the people of Israel because they killed and murdered his son Yeshua. So God has just forsaken them, and now he is carrying out, he has chosen the church as his blessed people. Wrong. Absolutely wrong. Is not in the Bible. As pagans, we Christians, at least I don't call myself a Christian now. I was a Christian before, but not now. I just call myself graciously called out from the darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, to follow Yeshua, the Son of God, obey his commandments. No obedience, no love. You cannot love God or Yeshua, his Son, without obeying his words. Well, my time is up. I will continue, God willing. Hope you learn something. Say, go through the Bible. See what Elohim has to say. Elohim is the Hebrew word for God. All right? God bless you. Bye-bye.